What's up, everyone? This is Michelle Brundage, and I am back after a year-long hiatus, and I am so excited. Thank you for joining. It is a joy to return back for another week and back to the microphone. If this is your first time joining, consider this your official first welcome. This podcast was not created to be long or take up too much time out of your day, but instead it was designed to give you what you need in 5 tips about one topic. And that one topic, I am for sure, will resonate with you in some form or fashion and will leave you motivated, inspired, and encouraged. So today's topic is better days. And as the first episode back from a year-long hiatus, as I've mentioned before, it couldn't be more significant. So one day when I was scrolling on social media, a friend of mine posted the song sung by a great talent by the name of Leandria Johnson called Better Days. I immediately thought that she was going through a tough time, or maybe the family was going through a tough time. So, of course, I reached out to make sure everything was okay. But it made me think back to a short time ago when I was hoping and praying for better days, i.e. this year-long hiatus. So I wanted to share with you today 5 reminders that I had to keep telling myself while I was going through and searching and waiting for better days. The first thing I had to do was embrace resilience. Now, I know it's easier said than done. And I know if you listen to my previous podcast, I always say, I know it's easier said than done, but your path toward better days is shorter than what it looks like. Your path toward better days, regardless of what it looks like or seems at this moment, it's shorter. If you keep pushing through, you will begin to smile again, laugh again, and you will be able to live again. Keep pushing. Resilience is your superpower during these tough times. So go and grab your cape, sis, and understand that these small setbacks are a natural part of life. And they often provide opportunities for you to grow within the tough time. Embrace adversity as a chance to learn, a chance to adapt, and become even more resilient. Practice mindfulness. Talk positive to yourself. And I would even say, incorporate some stress reduction techniques in order to help you build that resilient muscle. Now, for me, a stress reduction technique would be a good massage, you know, but for you, it may be time alone. It may be sitting out on your patio with a nice cup of hot cocoa, because as you know, we're into the whole fall winter thing. Whatever that is for you to give you peace at that particular time, do it. So my second point is about that moment that I mentioned. So I said your path toward better days is shorter than what it looks like or what it seems at this moment. Well, the moment is what I want to dive into. This moment, this time frame, this season, it's just what it is. It's a moment. It's a time frame. It's a season. And all 3 of those, they pass. It is important that you understand, though, while you're in it, that there is value in the moment, the time frame, the season. Now, if we define value, we would agree that it means something of importance and is beneficial to you in a huge way, right? But the moment, the time frame, the season is filled with so many lessons and free thoughts that can be used for your next chapter, your next phase, your next whatever after this moment, this time frame, this season. So be okay to rest. Be okay to rest, but be ready to take action after. And it's so funny because when I think right now, before Leandria Johnson had this song called Better Days, there was a song many years ago, and I know I'm dating myself, but there was a song called Better Days by a songstress by the name of Diane Reeves. She speaks through song about a conversation that she was having with her grandmother. And she was asking her grandmother questions about why things weren't better in that moment. And her grandmother's response was, if you remember the song, she said, all things you ask, you will know someday, but you have got to live in a patient way. God put us here by fate, and by fate, that means better days. So that's my third point to take with you today, is to be patient and focus on what you can control. Despite what it looks like, regardless of the time that has passed already, during tough times, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by circumstances beyond your control. So instead, just channel that energy into what you can control and what you can influence. Identify those steps that you can take, like that massage, to improve your situation. That massage will help you relax, will help you get your mind together, right? Another step would be to, you know, it doesn't matter how big or small it may seem. Create a sense of urgency behind it, and it will empower you and help you regain a sense of control. So if you're in a state of depression right now, one actionable step would be for you to climb out of bed and throw a load of laundry into the washer, or load your dishwasher, or it could just even be just standing up. But do it. It will empower you. Tough times are temporary, and better days will come. So by embracing resilience, setting those realistic goals, practicing that self-care, like that good massage, and focusing on what you control will help you navigate these times with grace and emerge stronger than ever. So fourth, I want you to remember, and this was, oh my goodness. This one truly touched me, because when I think back on the times that I was searching for better days, I felt so alone. Well, my fourth point is that you don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to your friends, your family, your support groups. Share your feelings and experiences, and kind of give yourself that emotional relief with those who you connect with, who understand you. Don't hesitate to lean on them. And last, make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Now, I'm not just talking about just the massages, but I'm talking about your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, because it is crucial during this time. It's a challenging period. So make taking care of yourself a priority. Exercise. Exercise releases endorphins that automatically cause happiness. Meditate, journaling. Journaling can help you get those emotions out on paper, or just spend the time, like I said earlier, on your patio. Remember, self-care, it's not selfish. It's a vital part of resilience. I certainly hope that this information will help. And if you are going